This is one of my shorter English stories. But while most of my stories deal with psychological problems of man, this one is a character-oriented story, factually, essentially true, I should say, almost true, written in autobiographical vein. Bhola Grandpa and the Tiger. Bhola Grandpa and his wife lived at the western end of our village. Their hut was overshadowed by a large bakul tree, which, with the advent of spring, grew luxuriant and continuously showered its tiny red fruit in their courtyard. The tree had become the permanent abode of a small troop of monkeys. Bhola Grandpa and his wife did not mind it. I vividly remember the moonlit night when we were returning from the festival in honor of Lord Shiva. Still looked upon as a child, I had chances galore to travel past on the shoulders of able-bodied villagers. The road was long, and far above the fog, the moon looked like it was suffering from a bad cold. I nodded off on the village Chowkidar's shoulders. Father was looked upon with awe and reverence, and the villagers considered it a privilege to walk in his company. Bhola Grandpa, senior to him by a few years, was always more prompt than the others in expressing his agreement with whatever father uttered. But suddenly Bhola Grandpa gave out a loud wail. Taken aback, our party came to a halt. Inquiry revealed that Bhola Grandpa had led his daughter's son, who was of my age, to the festival. He piloted the grandson through the jostling throngs with two of the body's fingers held tightly in his grip. He did not realize when those fingers slipped out. His grip, however, continued to be as before. It was when someone queried about the content of his grip that he remembered the grandson and gave out that wail. Father chose two keen-eyed escorts from our party and directed them to go back with Bhola Grandpa to the festival. The grandson, who had found a congenial shelter under a cow's belly and kept blinking at the unfamiliar people passing by, who was rescued before long. I remained alert for the rest of the journey and heard Father recount the following anecdote. Bhola Grandpa, whose father and grandfather too had been in our employment, spent most of his time in our house. One afternoon, decades ago, he was found sprawling on a corner of our veranda with his tongue stretched out. A shiver ran through those who found him in that condition. They took him for dead. What, however, had happened was this. An hour earlier, someone had broached to him a proposal for his wedding. Modesty had made him stretch out his tongue. He had just forgotten to withdraw it while falling asleep. I remember Bhola Grandpa blushing and looking down while Father narrated to an amused audience on our terrace the next day yet another episode of their younger days. It was a wet afternoon. Bhola Grandpa, looking wild with excitement, confided to Father and his friends that he had spied upon a gang of pirates burying a large box under one of the sand dunes on the lonely seashore of our village. He had also watched the gang disappear into the sea, their sleek dinghy shooting like an arrow into the mist. Father and party at once began exploring the possible spots for the hidden treasure. Evening gave way to night. There was no light save for the moonbeams filtering through the clouds and no sound except for the wind's moaning and the hooting of an owl from the hollow of a palm tree struck dead by lightning. A pack of jackals howled, indicating that it was past midnight. Suddenly, Bhola Grandpa was seen collapsing on the sand. His friends rushed to his side, Bhola Ganpa never spoke a lie. He soon composed himself and confessed that it was all a dream which he had had during his midday nap. He had somehow mistaken that dream to be a fact. The locale of the most significant incident in Bhola Ganpa's life had been the Sundarbans. The region was marked by clusters of thick jungle. Royal Bengal tigers stalked their picturesque islands between the narrow serpentine branches of the Ganges. My forefathers, though belonging to Orissa, were among the few landlords who owned chunks of estates in the dangerous region of Bengal. Bhola Ganpa was periodically sent there to manage the property. In the Sundarbans of those days, nobody would walk alone even in daytime. Tigers apart, alligators frequently sneaked in from the swamp. People took care to move about only in groups, particularly after sundown. Often they were led by a necromancer who, from time to time, gave out a piercing yell that could not be imitated by the uninitiate. The eerie sound was believed to drive away or immobilize all beings, natural or supernatural, that were hostile to man. Bhola Ganpa was returning from the weekly market in the company of a group of people belonging to the neighborhood of our company. Belonging to the neighborhood of our camp. He did not remember when he had fallen behind the party. He woke up to his aloneness when, at a distance of about 5 yards before him, a full-grown Royal Bengal tiger gave a jolly growl, fixing his bright gaze straight on his face. Bhola Ganpa instantly clambered up a banyan tree that was at hand. The tiger roared and circled the tree about 100 times. Then it settled down under a bush and continued in that position without taking its eyes off Bhola Ganpa even for a moment. With nightfall, the forest grew dark and silent. Bhola Ganpa could hear the bored tiger beating its tail on the dry leaves and scratching the ground from time to time. He could see its bluish-yellow eyes rolling all over the tree. Hours passed. Dawn broke out with the cooing of a couple of doves. Bhola Ganpa came down. There was a hamlet of Santals on a mound less than a furlong away. Bhola Ganpa climbed the mound and requested the first man he saw for a little fire to light the bidi. The man had been a witness to all that passed between the tiger and Bhola Ganpa. In fact, he had spent the whole night sitting at the threshold of his hut, waiting to see what would happen next. He eyed Bhola Ganpa with perfect bewilderment. "What is your secret, sir, that you walked past that hungry beast and it just gaped at you and did nothing more?" he mumbled out his question at last. Bhola Ganpa remembered the tiger and looked towards the bush. The tiger was seen stretching its limbs and yawning and preparing to leave the place as though its bewilderment was giving way to disgust. Bhola Ganpa is said to have passed out for a moment. Half a century later, one morning, Bhola Ganpa was found to have died peacefully in his sleep. He was 95. Even then, we shed tears and lamented his death volubly. But the most original of the laments came from 80-year-old granny, Bhola Ganpa's wife. "The old man must have forgotten to breathe," she said with a sigh. The end.